The latest situation is that the main transit center, which housed 6,000 asylum seekers, is now empty. Every one of the asylum seekers have gone back to Rwanda.
Now, have they gone back voluntarily?
Well, that's a good question. The problem is that UNHCR has been denied access to the transit center on Monday. Our team turned up there this morning and were denied access. So we were not able to verify whether or not the returns were voluntary. It's a big concern for us. We'd called on Burundi to show some restraint, and in fact, the result was that people were returned home voluntarily or not. We're not able to verify.
Now, let's back up just a bit and set the stage for what happened today. The UNHCR had released a statement saying it was alarmed by Rwanda's and Burundi's decision to relabel refugees as illegal immigrants. Would you describe how that came about?
Yes. What happened was at the weekend, on Saturday, Burundi and Rwanda said that as of now, asylum seekers in both their countries would be regarded as illegal migrants. They said that these people did not have any reason to leave their country and therefore had entered for reason that would not be recognized under international law. UNHCR position is that these people came to Burundi from Rwanda saying that they had come under threat and that they were concerned because of the legal process looking into the 1994 genocide. They feared that they would be unfairly accused. Now, we're not saying that all these people are refugees. What we are saying is that they are asylum seekers and that therefore they should have access to some kind of procedure to determine whether or not their claim is founded.
Thousands of people had been camped along the Rwandan-Burundi border, is that right?
These are the same people. The thousands of people who were along the border were moved to one transit center last week, and from that transit center, they have been moved back into Burundi yesterday and today.
Hadn't there been an agreement between the UNHCR and the Burundian government regarding asylum seekers?
There is an agreement in the sense that Burundi has signed the 1951 Refugee Convention, and under this convention, people should not be returned to their own country if they do not want to go back to their own country.
Now, this statement from the Rwandan and Burundian governments also concerns Burundians in Rwanda. Have you any news about Burundians seeking asylum in Rwanda?
There are some 6,000 Burundians seeking asylum. As of now, we have no news of any of them being returned to Burundi.
So where does the situation stand now as far as the UNHCR goes?
It's difficult for UNHCR. We had asked Burundi repeatedly to find a solution. We'd asked Burundi and Rwanda repeatedly to find a constructive solution to this problem. It's rather disappointing that as a result of all this effort, all that happened was that we were denied access on the day when these people were returned to Rwanda.